I'm not a bird person, so we are not ever going to put a bird in this house, that's for sure. And I had to make my friend promise that she'd keep that bird up if I ever came to visit her.
Something about that. I was over there the other day, and I was thinking, Chad, said a bird got in the shop down there, and he said he was going to leave it in there till you came down. Did he do that?
Thought about that for a little bit and decided that would be a really bad idea to leave it down there. Now, we did have one in the house the other day. It flew into the room where I worked during the day, and it was not a fun experience for me. So, well, Gary, he's back here hounding at me, trying to get the microphone away from me, so I better give it back to him.
Well, I'll tell you this one, while you're still there close to the radio. We had a bird get in the house in what we used to call the big house over there. There's another house we lived in easily over here. And I was trying to catch it, and I couldn't catch it. And we got it in a stairwell that was going down into the basement. And Joy just reached over there and just plucked the little bird off kind of the side of the wall. I had a piece of mold in there. And that bird was sitting on the mold, and then George just reached over and picked the little bird off. And we carried it outside and let it go, and it took off and went up in the trees. So Joy doesn't mind those, so I guess that's a good thing. Go ahead and pick it up there, Chad, KI4DOS.
KI4DOS on the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. All right, Gary, well, actually the bird was in the house. I came up here at lunchtime, saw it in the kitchen, and decided I'd wait till she saw it. Well, it ended up in the bedroom with her when she was on conference with some parents. So I hung around for a few minutes to see what would happen. I ended up catching the bird and, you know, letting it fly away outside. But she's funny when it comes to birds. So I, you know, probably shouldn't aggravate her as much as I do about them. But she's afraid they're going to get in her hair.
She knows how you are. And one of these days you'll get your comeuppance, no doubt in my mind. I asked you a question when you left the radio. I sent you a text message the other day, and I was just wondering if you got it. Basically, what it says is I got me a new Osprey.
Or I haven't read it, one of the two, probably the latter. Sometimes my mute switch gets muted, you know, in between tools and pockets and things like that. And I don't hear it. And I don't look at the thing unless I'm going to call somebody. So I'll go back and look and see if you got it. But what are you talking about, an Osprey?
Scope.
Okay. All right. Good deal. Good deal. I can't wait to see it. I might swing by there on Thursday if you're available and take a look at it.
If you're in the area, that'd be fine. I don't think I've got anything planned, so I'll get it out and look at it. But it seems to be a real nice one, I think. Nicer than the one I had, because I didn't have one before, so I guess I'm in good shape there. Other than that, Chad, that's about all I've got over here on this end of town. I don't know if you got any more rag chewers or not, but if you do, I'll let you go talk to them. And if you don't, I hope you get some more. Sound like you got a good net going, and I look forward to talking to you on the radio again real soon. And you take care and have a great evening, and enjoy talking to Miss Anna as well. 73, my friend, KO4NUE and KO4RYP, KI4DOS.
Stay safe, and I'll give you a holler if I might swing by there on Thursday. All right. Are there any other stations, Alpha through Zulu, that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net? Please call KO4NUE. The next on the stump is KN4RJN. That's Mr. John up in Brown Summit. Mr. John, go ahead and take it, sir.
This is KN4RJN. Chad, is Anna still close to the radio?
Try here. Go ahead.
Anna, I just want to let you know that just I'm outside and I'm looking up. I've got a lot of clouds. I've got Jupiter and Saturn just disappeared here a minute ago. But a few minutes ago while you were talking to Gary, I caught a meteor out of the corner of my eye. So it's still happening. If you got clear skies there, go out and look for a little while. Mars broke horizon here about 20 minutes ago. So Mars is up if you've got clear skies down there. As far as any geomagnetic storm activity, there's not much forecasted for the next 3 days as far as geo or radiation or radio blackout, 1 to 5% chance over the next 5 days. And I'm working off memory because I'm over at my daughter's house. I'm outside. I've got the stuff up on the one computer, but normally I work off about two or three. So there's not a whole lot going on, but however, that we're still getting a few stray meteors from time to time. Like I said, I caught one here out of the corner of my eye just a few minutes ago. So if you got clear sky, I'm getting clouded in here in Greensboro, and I've got a lot of sky glow because of the city. But Jupiter is very bright in the sky. Saturn on me disappeared here just a minute ago. But if you got clear skies down there, you might want to go out and just watch for a little while and see if you might catch something.
For the front yard. So she's going out to look right now. So, but she was standing right here. She heard you. But she's going to go see if she can catch a couple. I might go out there with her for a little while. And see if we can see one together. But she's been wanting to see one for a while. Just can't ever seem to get things worked out. But I appreciate you letting us know that. And I think after the net, we'll go see what we can see.
This is KN4RJN. The other thing is, Larry mentioned the other night using that transom for a tripod, and I thought, man, that's a great idea because those things are sturdy as all get out. You can fabricate some sort of mount so you can mount your telescope to that thing. I think your wobbling issue would be resolved. And being the metal worker that you are, I'm sure you can fabricate some sort of mount to attach that thing to that tripod. And that would be even more steady than the one that came with my scope, which is a pretty steady tripod. I don't have a whole lot of issue with that. So, definitely give that one a thought.
Got a David White transit that I use from time to time to lay off porches and, building corners or whatever. I don't use it often, but use it enough to have one. So I'll go see if I can muster up some kind of mount to mount it to that. But yeah, I think you're right. I think that might fix my issue because with the it's a table mount telescope, and when you put your elbows on table, you just moves. It's so sensitive, you can't see anything. It just moves around so much, and you try to be as still as you can, but I mean, you can just about see your heart beating a thing if you both elbows are on the table. And I think that might be some of my issue.
This is KN4RJN. Yeah, you need a steady mount for that thing. at one point in time, when I was much younger, I built a facility to calibrate cruise missiles. And one of the portions of this facility was a marble obelisk that had its own foundation, so they could set up the Adalite on top of it and shoot the North Star and calibrate cruise missiles off of that. And that thing was rock solid. I mean, it was separated and isolated from the rest of the building and had its own foundation, which the building was two stories and had a basement. And this thing went below the basement and settled into bedrock, so that it did not move at all. Anybody walking around in the room did not vibrate this thing at all. It was completely separated from the building. And they used that to celebrate, to calibrate the cruise missiles. So you need a rock solid foundation for your telescope. Even my small Dobsonian that I got, which has got a pretty sizable base, I put that out on the deck, and somebody walking around the deck will cause that thing to vibrate just a little bit. So I got to get everybody to stand still for a minute so I can shoot a particular object and then and get it on there and then say, okay, come over here quick and look at it before the Earth moves. So, yeah, I think that'll solve a whole lot of your problem there.
One shot and see what I can do. Might do that next week on vacation too. See what I can come up with. But all right, Mr. John, you got anything else for us? If not, I'm gonna move on down the log.
Just came for again. The only other thing I got is that I know what I'm going to get Anna for Christmas, and it's going to have feathers on it.
Let me tell you how this got started. So when we first married, we built our house out here on the farm, and she's from the city. I was born out here. But she didn't know that much about country stuff, So, we got a zoo that's, about 7 miles away from here, Holly Wild Zoo. And, every now and then, some of the, animals, over the years, the animals have got out. We had a, giraffe get out 1 year. I think maybe a lion got out 1 year. I can't remember. It's been so many, whatnots. But anyway, peacocks. They've got peacocks over there. And we had one of them end up out here with the chickens down in the pasture. So we had goats and chickens, and we were milking the goats and, butchering the chickens and the eggs and all that kind of stuff. Well, she'd go check the eggs or milk the goats during the day, and this peacock that had taken up down there, it would see her coming, and it would fly up into the wild cherry tree there at the gate. And when she came into the pasture, it would just dive bomb her and, chase her around the pasture. I mean, it was awful. Well, it finally got to a point to where she wouldn't go down no more. You're going to have to do something with that peacock because it scares me to death. So I went down there with her one day, and the thing flogged me. One time. That's all it took. And we had no peacock troubles no more. But I think that's where all this bird stuff's coming from is, escaped convict over here from the zoo, the convict peacock. It's hateful, it was. But she doesn't have anything to do with birds. She's not going to do it. Not going to do it.
This is Can4RJ. So what do you think? A cockatoo or a parrot? Or maybe a peacock or a flamingo? Something along those lines?
Not an emu. Ostrich.
Emu or an ostrich. That would do it. Yeah, absolutely. That's what you need. You need a pet emu or an ostrich. I don't suppose she would be interested in taking up falconry.
Yeah, but no, I don't think falconry's gonna do it, but I mean, just imagine we put a collar on that ostrich and we go for walks every morning, every afternoon. We put a collar and a leash on that thing. We walk it all the way up the driveway.
This is Can4RJ. Well, you've seen the Liberty insurance commercials where what's his name and his emu go walking around and doing different stuff and whatnot. That's what you need. You know, he sits in the car with him. He does different stuff and that's what you need is a pet emu.
That end up in Brown Summit after about 30 minutes being here. So just keep that in mind. But anyway, John, listen, I'm gonna go ahead and close this thing down. I'm starting to show my tires a little bit. But I appreciate you dropping by and giving us the information. But I'll see what I can do with the telescope and get it straight maybe next week. But anyway, if you haven't got anything else, John, I'm gonna move on.
And for RJ, yeah, if you send me some pictures and give me a call, I might be able to help you engineer that just a little bit, but I'm sure you can probably figure it out. And tell Anna I will not send her a bird for Christmas. I'm just pulling her leg, as it were. But if you got clear skies down there, definitely go out and look for a little while. You might catch one or two. But anyway, that 73s, tell Anna I said hi, and I'll back on out of here. This is KN4RJN, and I am clear.
73, John, have a good week, safe week, and appreciate you dropping by. All right, any other stations, Alpha 3 Zulu, that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, please call KO4NUE. If any station for RACU or comments, please call KO4NUE.
Before NUE, I had a little comment about your birds in the house. Oh, man, you haven't lived until you've had a sugar glider in your house, a.k.a. a flying squirrel.
That's double trouble right there.
This, and hopefully no one is offended. Don't try to catch one without putting on your pants. That's all I'm going to say on that.
That didn't turn out too good, did it?
The first time I heard my dad scream.
See. Oh, me. All right. Well, I appreciate you letting me know, Robert. You doing all right down there tonight?
Man, about as well as I can do. You know, I've had my donut and my fermenter cheese sandwich and a glass of moo juice. And, man, life is good. That's about as good as it gets down here at Joanna, you know.
All right, Robert, I'm gonna go ahead and close this thing down, and I appreciate your comment. And I've never heard a flying squirrel called a sugar glider, but I'll keep that in mind. But 73, bud, and you have a good rest of the week. This is KO4NUE. Any other stations that would like to check in or make a comment, please call KO4NUE. Please stand by for my net report. I'll now return the repeater back to normal amateur use. 73s to all, and it has been a true pleasure to be your net controller tonight. This is KO4NUE, and I am clear.